Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90s Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
How do you do? That's the question. great. Like, everything's cool. We are, like, really switching it up, and we're recording on a Monday today for Dawson's Creek, which is, like, really putting us out of sorts, I feel.
It's strange. I'm not used to recording on about Dawson's Creek on Mondays. So yeah. It just feels very weird to be not here, because we always record up Boy Meets World on Mondays.
Yeah, no. Like, it's different. We're friends on Mondays.
Yeah, we're friends a few times a week, Mondays being one of those days.
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk about this episode, though, because it's just so funny. I feel like Breakfast Club is, like, everywhere in my life lately, and, like, to have an homage to it on this show is funny.
I know. I guess you can't have a teen drama without referencing one of the classics of the Breakfast Club guy. What's his name again? John Wayne? No, that's not right.
That is not right. Are you talking about the guy who created Breakfast Club? Or
yeah.
Are you talking about...
Yeah.
What the hell is his name?
Can you believe...
John Hughes.
I got to tell you, can you believe I used to be a film major?
Absolutely not.
No. No. I used to. That was my original major in college. But
to be fair, like, names, yeah. I mean, for me, names are difficult. I'm not good with names no matter what. Like, it could be, doesn't matter. It could be an actor. It could be a regular person. I'm not going to remember their name.
No. No names available at this moment. How was your Monday?
It was as Mondays go. You know, a work day is always not so fun on a Monday. And our thermostat wasn't working this morning.
Oh, no.
So the house was very cold. Like, 50 degrees inside is very chilly. I was wrapped in blankets but I had to type, so I can't exactly. I should have broken out the fingerless gloves, honestly, because that's how cold I was.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. But, do you want to hear something really creepy? You're going to hate this. So as, like, we talk about, like, my nails... I got my nails done for the first time around your wedding, because I got them done for your wedding, and I kept going.
Even though you weren't at my wedding. You were virtually at my wedding, but you were not physically there.
Right. So I got my nails, and then you, like, created a monster. But, like, honestly, it was also because I was like, if I'm going to get my nails done, then I want to grow them out, because potentially an engagement was on the horizon. So that's, like... the real reason I got my nails done. But long story short, they're long, and my nail lady, like, rules my life, and she tells me, like, if they're too long or too pointy. So now they're very long and very pointy, because that's what she likes. Exhibit A, this is what's going on today.
I love how you let the nail lady decide what your nails will be, instead of, you know, you picking, like, most people.
No, she decides. So my nails... are so pointy and long that when I wear, like, regular gloves that, like, you know, like those, like, little gray, like, scrunchy gloves that...
Yeah, the ones that look like children's gloves.
But, like, they expand. When I wear them, my nails stick out of them like Wolverine.
Oh, no. Oh.
They just poke out. So I've been, like, shoveling a lot of snow. So my little talons are always, like, poking out. Like, I'm a little, like, Wolverine.
How do you live? Oh, my. Yeah.
I don't
understand, because a lot of your job is on the computer, and I have no idea how you type with them, because I would not be able to live.
At first, when I first got them done, I wasn't able to type, but now I've gotten used to them, and typing is normal.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Yeah.
I don't know how you live your life with those.
Do you want to share with the class what, like, TV show you're watching?
Yeah, Will and I are almost done with a show called Mythic Quest, Raven's Banquet. I don't know if anybody's watched it. It's on, I think it's on, like, Apple TV. And it's basically, there's the guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mac. Is there a character named Mac on It's Always Sunny? I think that's
right.
Yeah,
I think so.
He's he's in it, and he's like the creative director at like a MMO video game company. And the name of the video game is Mythic Quest. And it's just like this ragtag group of crazy people that work at this video game company. And it's, I don't know, it's really funny. It's ridiculous. I like the characters in it a lot. We're almost done with it, and I've really liked it so far. So that's a recommendation.
Oh, that okay. That's cool. Did you even finish Upload?
Yeah. Oh, I finished Upload in like one day, remember?
No, I don't remember. 2 days. Don't remember much.
Yeah.
All right. So I have been fully immersed in the world of my so-called life, which, if you guys don't know, we will be covering on pilot season. We're going to be recording that on the Thursday of which we are recording this now. I'm not quite sure when it's coming out. Probably not so far after the 11th. Probably.
I have no idea. Maybe. Yeah, that's all on MJC, but it'll be out shortly. So definitely keep an eye out on his feed for that.
But I'm obsessed. Season. I mean, like, you know, we think that Dawson's Creek is dramatic. Just wait. You don't even know. You don't even know.
Are you done with it yet?
No, I have two more episodes left. Mm.
Because it's only one season, right? It got canceled.
Yeah, I haven't really looked into why it got canceled after.
No, you don't want spoilers.
Because I don't want spoilers.
Right.
But shit is going down, girl.
I can't wait to watch it. My plan was to only watch the pilot for the podcast itself because I did like the idea of like you haven't seen all of it and me having only seen the pilot. Maybe I can like do some guesses on what happens. Mm-hmm. But if it's that good, I'm sure I'll get sucked in and watch all of it.
Yeah, I would say that you need to watch past the pilot, but we'll get more into that when we record our recap of pilot season.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's all I'm trying to think. Well, we don't usually do our 90s nightcap on Dawson's Creek. Oh. I'm just drinking seltzer.
I got drinks. I got drinks.
Oh, you have a drink? Okay.
Okay.
You have multiple drinks?
Yeah, I got drinks. I like finishing up my frizzante.
Okay.
My last one. So I really need to go back to the TJ's and load up.
Yeah.
And then I have a coffee, like an iced coffee type of thing.
I could use an iced coffee, but I've already had how many like cups of coffee or like caffeinated beverages would you say you have in a day?
Okay. So these days I'm only really drinking coffee. I'm off the DC, not Dawson's Creek, the Diet Coke.
I was like, I don't know what that is. Okay, Diet Coke.
I'm off the DC. But so coffee, I drink like one in the morning. Sometimes, not always, one around like 3. It depends like how honestly lazy I'm being. And then I typically drink one in the evening. Like Drew drinks like evening coffee. It's like he has like night coffee. It's like a whole thing. But I have this like Chobani cold brew thing that I picked up at the store. And it's like pretty good. It's like Chobani and like a creamer. It's like a pre-made cold brew, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. I've never really had I've always made my own cold brew. I don't think I've ever had like the store ones. I'm sure I'd like them. But I don't know if it's like a winter thing for me. Like I really like a hot coffee in the winter. Lately, I've been doing like a coffee in the morning. I don't know, like a 10 ounce, maybe 12 ounce, maybe. Of coffee in the morning, and then usually by like 1-2 p.m. I need something, usually in the form of like a latte or another cup of coffee if I'm feeling it. But
yeah, well, you know, we only have the French press here, so when I say like lazy, it's like I just don't want to make a mess.
Yeah, no, that's completely fair. We have the like single use. We don't have the Keurig, but we have like a similar type of thing with a reusable cup that we use. So it's not too hard to make coffee. It's pretty,
I know,
pretty easy, pretty quick.
I know.
But, yeah, I was just curious because I don't know how – listeners, you tell us, how many cups of coffee do you drink in a day? Because I'm always like, I shouldn't be drinking a lot of coffee. But then I'm like, I'm really dragging today. Like, I really could use the caffeine boost. And I don't drink soda regularly anymore. I'm mostly just a seltzer drinker.
Yeah, you're off the DC too.
Yeah. Oh, the CZ. Coke Zero.
Oh, ew. That's oh, no. CZ. Ew. Okay. Like, yeah, we have like some beef about that. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a personal preference. But yeah, I love I love Coke Zero. Michael J. Clarke is also on my side. He loves a Coke Zero as well.
God, we'll have to talk about that. It's so gross.
Okay, so question for you on this. So we're talking about season 1, episode 7 of Dawson's Creek called Detention. So this one is different than all the other ones we've covered because usually there's a lot of different like pairings. There's a lot of different scenes, yada, yada.
Yeah.
This episode, it like starts off with like the reasons why everybody's getting detention, but like goes straight into detention and we're with the whole crew the entire way.
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Yeah. Was that your question?
So how exactly? Well, no. Well, yes and no. But my question was more of like, do you want to just jump right into them in detention and then kind of fold in the like how they got their situation? Are we still talking in pairs or did you want to just kind of talk through the whole thing? It's just different than most episodes we cover.
So basically what I think we should do is like always talk about the little bedroom sesh because we always start in the bedroom no matter what.
True.
Yep. And then we can talk about, yeah, let's just jump into detention. And as we come across the characters, like, let's explain why they're, let's talk about why they're in detention, if they're deserving as to why they got detention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's start at the first scene because, of course, it's always Joey and Dawson in the bedroom.
Yeah.
They're watching some, like, it looked kind of like Fast and Furious type of movie.
Yeah, Dawson does like, not like it.
No, of course. I mean, I don't think he'd be into this type of movie anyway.
This was probably a Joey pick.
Yeah, like, so he like shuts it off because he's just like, oh, this is so stupid. Like, you know, why is it that guys are racing for some girl's attention? And like right off the top, we get like the sexual tension when they like start wrestling for the remote.
Oh, yeah. I liked that. I thought that was spicy. So, yeah, they just get into, like, a little bit of a tickle fest. And then, like, of course, as soon as things start getting interesting, that's when they realize, like, oh, no, like, we shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, immediately Joey is the one who stops it. And she's just like, oh, guys, she says, like, guys are attracted to girls for superficial reasons. Or that's what Dawson says. Mm-hmm. And Joey says, like, oh, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can go either way. And Joey, of course, I mean, like, she is on Dawson so much about him and Jen's relationship. Like, she is so heavily involved in their relationship.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, why haven't you had sex yet? Like,
yeah. I mean, okay. but also like Dawson's like the one talking about it constantly. So
that's my other thing that I wanted to ask you, because I feel like in the first couple episodes, Dawson was always like, oh, well, why is everybody always talking about sex? Why sex this, sex that? And not everything is about sex. Like everything should be about romance and blah, blah, blah. But now it seems like he's the one who's like obsessed with it all the time.
No, he's definitely obsessed with sex, but I think it's less so because he wants to have sex and more so because he feels like he should be having sex.
Oh, okay. So just like the peer pressure of it all.
Yeah, like everybody around him is like, yeah, we did it. And like maybe it's because like Jen's already had it. So like maybe he feels like, you know, it like should be like quote unquote easier. And like
I think it's one of those things where it's like I think he's insecure about whether or not Jen actually likes him because she had sex with all those other, quote unquote, all those other guys, but has not had sex with him yet. And so he's like, well, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know how, like, you felt about it back in the day. But it's like when your friends are all, like, doing it, then, like, you definitely feel, like, a pressure to be like, wait, like, I don't want to be left off, like, left in the crowd, you know?
I'm trying to think about how I felt about it because, I mean, to be candid, I mean, we're on, like, this podcast. I feel like we're kind of candid anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember being, like, thinking about, oh, are my friends having sex? Like, some of them had boyfriends before I did.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt like I had a boyfriend when I was 16, too. So it didn't really cross my mind, I guess.
You're not, like, once again, you're just not a jealous person at all. Like, you're just not.
But I'm not a jealous person in the way that like Dawson is jealous in this episode. Like, yeah. I'm not like that, but I definitely am like an envious person. Mm-hmm. If someone has something that I don't have, I definitely would be like, I would have the green monster, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's true. Mm-hmm. So, but I just don't know that it was something that like, I would have been more, it wasn't about sex, I don't think, like when I was that age. For me, it was like, I really want a boyfriend. And like all my mm-hmm. friends had boyfriends. It wasn't mm-hmm. like, I want a boyfriend to have sex. It was more of just like, I want a boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that like, I was probably one of like the last people out of like my core group to have mm-hmm. sex. And I remember being 17, and it was very silly because, like, there's an episode of, like, South Park, and I used to be a South Park fan, like, not so much anymore. And there was, like, this whole episode about, like, when's the right age to get to lose your virginity. And in South mm-hmm. Park, they were, like, 17. So I remember being, like, 17 and being, like, this is the age. Like, and the expectation was, like, this mm-hmm. is, like, when I should be doing it. And I felt some pressure around that and wanting yeah. to like achieve, like check that off by the time that I got to 18. Spoiler alert, like didn't quite happen.
Yeah, I don't remember like wanting the end goal to be having sex. I just remember wanting a boyfriend, like right. like my friends had. That right. was what I wanted. Yeah. It wasn't. And then I think it's just that came along mm-hmm. with it. Maybe it probably would yeah. have been different if I had a boyfriend who like refused to be right. intimate with me or something like uh-huh. that.
But yeah, and then but also like I think a big part of this picture is also Pacey not being a virgin anymore. I mean, and yes. I think there's a part of Dawson that thinks that he has more game than Pacey. Like in this episode there was like a lot of jealousy over his best friend and like his best friend like being more athletic than him, his best friend having mm-hmm. more experience than him. Like there was, he was like really going through it with his friendship with Pacey.
Yeah. Let's get into like him and Pacey a little bit here because like it's so weird to me. We've never seen like a rivalry between Dawson and Pacey before. And they really leaned hard into that in this episode.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it was like, not only do we have the Dawson PC rivalry, but then they're like, there's like multiple love triangles. At yeah. least they're trying to force like a Dawson PC Jen triangle, even though that's not yeah, really
I
happening.
Yeah, I don't buy that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Pacey, now that Tammy is not in the picture anymore, yeah. He has nothing else to do than just be like a troll. And he was in like such a weirdly good mood in this episode. I actually was like very thrown off by it because like we've seen him in the first 6 episodes just being like kind of like a mopey, grumpy kid. And this is like the first time in like 6 episodes yeah. that he's actually in a good mood and like joyous and like bopping around and like making jokes and like negging people. And it's just like, it's like, Pacey, do you realize how unhappy you were with Tamara? Like this, you yeah. seem free. Like you seem yeah, like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders.
We haven't really, like, since the pilot, he hasn't really been like this. And he no. just like, he's, it's so weird, like it's almost like last episode wasn't the episode mm-hmm. with him and Tamara like breaking up and her leaving and everything, because he's right back to like girl crazy Pacey. Like he, the whole reason they're in detention, or I should say Dawson is in detention, is because like Pacey tries to get him to play basketball with him mm-hmm. to show him up in front of like a bunch of cheerleaders, which by the way, I don't know about your school. We did not get, every time I ever watch a high school movie or show and they're wearing these like school clothing, like for gym, school mm-hmm. issued clothing for gym. I'm like, I didn't have that. We just had to wear like sweats and a shirt.
Yeah. I also did not have gym clothes that were assigned to us. But by the time my sister got to middle school or high school, she was assigned like the same gym clothes. So it
really,
yeah, I'm just like, so it was,
I want people change. To let us know if that's yeah. legitimately a thing, because every time I see it, I'm like, that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love how the cheerleaders are in their actual uniforms, like practicing yeah, during the
happen.
Day.
That, unless it's like there's a pep rally later in the day, that doesn't happen.
Right.
But
yeah, so the whole reason they end up in, or Dawson ends up in detention, is because Pacey, and I hated this Every single time Pacey said the words Oompa Loompa,
okay,
I got annoyed.
All right. Okay. Let's break this down. Break this down. So we see like Jen and Pacey laughing at the lockers, giggling mm-hmm. to themselves. Automatically, Dawson is like super sus and then like goes over and is like, what are you guys laughing about? They're like, we won't, like, it's nothing. You don't have to worry about it. He asked Jen. Jen's like, don't worry about it. He asked Pacey. And then he, like, tricks Pacey into be like, oh, well, like, Jen already told me.
And, yeah.
Like, that was a tricky trick. And then Pacey, yeah, says that, like, I told her that your nickname used to be Oompa Loompa. Why was his nickname Oompa Loompa?
I'm so assuming confused. It's derogatory in that he used to be really small for his age. And that he used to be, like, really short and, like, kind of shrimpy. And so they would call him Oompa Loompa after, like, Willy Wonka and the little people that are in that movie. And that's why I didn't like it. Because I think it's just, like, a derogatory term. Like, if, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if you called someone an Oompa Loompa, that's what you're insinuating. Mm-hmm. I just didn't like it. I mean, I don't like name calling in general, obviously. No. It's just, like, not a nice thing to do. But obviously he annoys Dawson enough where Dawson throws a basketball at his face, which was very aggro. Like, can we talk about the amount of aggressive behavior in this episode?
Yeah, because everybody.
Joey?
I know.
Like, do you ever picture, like, maybe I could picture Joey, like, punching somebody in the face, like, one time. But she knees this guy in the nuts, throws her cafeteria tray at another one's face, and then punches the main guy.
When I say I shrieked when I saw this, I truly mean I shrieked. I was like, oh my god, oh my goodness. Yeah. Joey. Okay, so Joey. I mean, we're jumping around.
So maybe we should go through each one and just say if they deserved the detention. Okay. This is all day Saturday detention, just like Breakfast Club.
Right, yeah.
So do they deserve it? So Dawson, okay. Does he deserve detention for throwing the basketball on Pacey's face and, like, essentially breaking his nose maybe?
Saturday all day detention. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
I think so as well.
He broke his nose. Yeah. It was very violent. It was malicious. So, yeah, I think he deserves Saturday detention.
Okay, what about Joey, who, to be fair, the guy, like, touched her, not okay.
No, and he was, like, making fun of her during class, and he was cutting the line and antagonizing her.
The teacher didn't even say, tell him to stop. Like, it was ridiculous.
And basically, he was just, like, being a real asshole, and he was like, you know what? I'm the shogun, and this school's my castle. Whatever I want, I get. So he was like, so are you going to be a servant or are you going to be a concubine? And then that's when she was like, screw you, and like hits him in the face.
Well, no, he brushes her hair off her shoulder, like behind her shoulder.
I seem to have like deliberately forgotten that part.
Good, because no one needs to see that again. But yeah, to me personally, I feel like it was self-defense.
No. Like, you can't like throw a basketball. No. They both deserve, I guess, Saturday detention for violence.
Fine.
And he went home afterwards. Maybe he broke something as well.
Yeah. Okay. So for Jen.
No.
This pissed me off.
Okay. So Jen, I agree with Jen. For whatever reason, everybody in this entire town hates Jen, including her own family. And I don't understand why. Jen is such a nice girl.
Here's the thing. They're in I think if we put this into context, we can maybe figure this out a little bit, because they're in a small town in New England, right?
Okay.
Now, she is from New York City.
Oh, my God. New York City.
Exactly. They immediately are like, oh, this bitch thinks she's better than us. Like, even the teacher is like, this is not Times Square.
So ridiculous. So ridiculous. So this is like, okay, this teacher has never heard of the separation between church and state, which
thank you.
I take full umbrage with. So
he says life is God's most precious gift. For those who didn't rewatch the episode, they're talking about doctor assisted suicide.
Correct. Yeah. And Jen, I think Jen is, this is a very personal subject for Jen, because she's obviously thinking about her grandfather, who has been in this coma for God knows how long, and who knows if he's in pain, like who knows if he's suffering, because he can't communicate for himself. So she's like living this firsthand. So obviously she's talking from experience at this very moment. But he basically, he doesn't let this be a discussion. And I'm curious, like, if you're going to bring up something like this, like, a good teacher would allow a, like, friendly conversation, debate about it.
Yes, we did. Like, this reminded me of a conversation I had, I want to say it was English class, where it was, like, we were debating the death penalty. And that was, right. like, one side had to do pros and one side had to do cons. And I don't understand why that wasn't a similar situation here. Instead, the minute she brings up what I believe to be important, valuable, you know, sides to the decision, you know, the debate, he shuts her down and is like, how dare you ever say someone should have doctor-assisted suicide? Life is precious. Life is God's precious gift or whatever.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And the reason she ended up getting detention is because she said, life's a bitch.
Yeah.
Life's Give me not, a break.
Yeah. Life's not a gift. Life's a bitch. And then, yeah, she got detention. I don't think this is valid.
Completely undeserved.
Saturday detention, like if...
8 hours.
8 hours for saying the word bitch. Like, I'm sure that they've heard worse.
And she didn't even say, like, she didn't call someone a bitch. That's to me different.
Yep.
If she was like, you're a bitch, Mr. So-and-so, different. But she was just like, life's the bitch.
Yeah, so I agree. I don't think Jen deserved detention. I think that... I do think the teacher kind of has something out for her. I don't know if, like, somebody would have gotten the same punishment if it was another student doing the doing the same thing. But
also, can I say that I love how we just, like, postulated last episode on, like, why we thought Jen didn't have any friends and, like, we thought she deserved more friends. And literally we get answers the next episode. It's like the Dawson's Creek gods were listening to us.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh my gosh. So are you I'm curious before, like, are you referring to the quote that Abby said, or are you referring to something else? Just like nobody likes her?
I'm just saying that, like, it's because she's from New York. Like, she even says in this episode, she feels like she's in constant detention because, like, people think she's... I think that we got our answer. I think the reason she doesn't have a lot of friends... I mean, it can be multiple reasons, but I think the main reason is, like, people view her as, like, uppity, or she thinks she's better than everybody because she's from New York. And they're just, like, intimidated by that, I think. That's what I think.
Seems lame as fuck. I think it's like, I don't know. I still kind of like that could be so, but I also so think that she's put herself in a position to hang out with like a bunch of losers and she can't dig out of this hole.
That's fair too. That is a fair argument. Do you wanna get into talking about detention, or do you wanna stop down and talk about the reasons that PC and Abby are?
No, we'll get to that later because those are some juicy moments. So
we immediately get introduced to Abby here, and I want to hear your first impressions on Abby because she's a new character this episode.
Okay, Abby.
Quite the character.
So Abby is like pretty iconic. Like, I don't know if we're ever going to see Abby again, but I hope we do because she's kind of like, you know, she's just such like a little bitch, but like she thinks that she's so much worse than she is. Yeah, sure.
Do you think that she, like, replaced Nelly? Because she gives me such Nelly vibes.
I know. I was thinking about Nelly earlier. I was like, where's my girl Nelly? Like, where is she? Yeah, she's, like, totally like a Nelly. She is, like, kind of... But she seems like she's, like, Nelly wasn't a bad girl. Like, this girl, like, thinks that she's a bad girl.
That's fair.
Honestly, she's just, like, a wimp. I liked her. I'm excited, honestly, whenever I see a new character in this show, because I'm like, please, for the love of God, please let like them make more friends, like, please, like, Joey, like, get out of this hell that you've been put in, Jen, like, save yourself from like social pariahness, like, please help. I don't know if Abby is a good friend for these girls.
I was going to say, I don't know that that's what you got when you got Abby.
No, but that's what I'm hoping for.
At least she makes good drama, right? Oh, like, she's the one who suggests the truth or dare. She has, like, very good, like, quips.
Yeah.
She, like, she says to Joey, incarceration does seem to run in your family. And I was like, oh, bitch.
Like, yeah, no, Abby, like, is an instigator. She's an enabler. She has, like, a lot to say. And she loves to spill the tea. And she, like, reads this group like it's, like, a 1-year-old book. Like, I don't know, like, Fuzzy Bunny. Like, this is, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is not, like, a complicated group.
She walks into the room, and within 2 seconds, she knows all the tea and all the drama between all of them.
Like, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they wear it all over their faces. But, she says the reason she's there is because she was in a boys – it involved boys' locker room, ecstasy, and orgies.
There's the party drugs I've been waiting for all six episodes. We finally found them. Abby Morgan had it the entire time. So this detention is so freaking long. It's from like 9 to 5. It's 8 hours. I don't think I ever went to Saturday detention. I know you didn't, but is that not?
I don't even think they had it though. Like, no, I don't even think that was a thing.
No, they definitely had weekend detention, but
it sounds like terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like awful.
For the teacher.
I know. But I mean, like, or you have like the librarian, Mrs. Trinkle or whatever her name
Tringle.
Is.
Tringle. She's just watching soaps. I love
watching
that.
Watching Days. Yeah. She's like, I have very important work to do in the audiovisual room. Like, don't disturb me. Like, yeah, girl, you just like have your like full week of soap operas. Soap opera.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that was so funny. Mm-hmm. I love Mrs. Tringle. Like, her just, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. She cracked me up a bit. And then, like, Abby is the one who really brings the drama when she suggests truth or dare. So originally she asks Pacey, he says truth. And then he changes it to dare when she asks him why he's in detention. Mm-hmm. And Abby dares Pacey to kiss Jen for 10 seconds.
Right. Yeah.
Jen doesn't have to agree.
I guess not. But I guess like she's like really, I guess they're like, I'm in it now. But it's like, I didn't really see why this is such a big deal because they've already kissed. Like, do you not remember that they've literally already kissed for Dawson's like stupid movie? Yeah.
I think here's the thing, though. Their kiss, like, okay, their kiss was not the same as like the Joey Dawson kiss, but
it was still
Pacey.
Yeah.
It was still like heat. There was still heat. And Pacey straight up makes eye contact with Dawson while he's doing it, like, yeah, bitch, gotcha, girl.
I did see that. Mm-hmm. And like, Pacey like puts his hand on Jen's, like, the back of her head, I think.
I think it was her back. I think it was, like, her lower back.
So it was a little intimate. I did, like, I honestly have found that I've observed both the Dawson, Jen kiss and the Dawson, wait, no, whoa. The
Dawson Joey?
The Pacey Jen kiss and the Joey Dawson kiss. And I have, since I'm a scientist, you know that I am.
Of course.
I have figured out that what I think is to be true is, can I spit out this sentence? That's the question. I think that Pacey looks like he's a better kisser. I observed.
I didn't know that's what we were doing. Okay.
Well, no, Pacey like I just, a better kisser. I think that Pacey is the better kisser. Like,
interesting.
He looks like he really does know what he's doing a little bit
to be
more.
Fair, he's more experienced than Dawson.
Yes, yeah.
And he's made out with an older woman who maybe should give him tips.
And I think that
methods.
Joey is a better kisser than Jen.
Okay, but I don't know that this is fair because
there's feelings like, involved.
Well, not yes, there's feelings involved, and Jen is making out with Pacey, but like not trying to be into it because she's with Dawson. So she's not like trying to make out, if that makes sense.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. There was a
little
bit.
So I don't know that this is like
completely
fair.
Stiff lip. Yeah. So yeah, Pacey was totally watching Dawson, which was
so creepy,
which was not very nice. And then
he's really mean, really mean, because you know you're like hitting him where it hurts. He knows that Dawson is insecure. He knows that Dawson feels these feelings for Jen, and that he's like, I get the feeling that Dawson's the guy who like gets very insecure when he feels like someone doesn't like him as much as he likes them.
Yes.
And so like that's the situation he's in. And so like for Pacey to take advantage, I mean, granted, the guy did like throw a basketball and break his nose, so I can't say that I wouldn't be like a petty bitch too. But just saying, right? Like, don't you think? I feel like Dawson kind of deserves it.
Yeah. I guess so. So Joey was like being a little like enabler, instigator herself, and she was enjoying that moment way too much. So Pacey catches on and then does the same thing. He's like, do you want truth or dare? She says truth. He goes, who do you love? And like this bitch can't like make up like some random ass name. She was like, I love that about these shows.
She's like, I love that about every teen drama that they take truth or dare so seriously that they'd like never lie.
Yeah.
And I remember this, like, I don't know if this brought you back, because of course I played truth or dare with my friends like all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
Like as a teenager too. And I remember always being like, who do you like? And like, oh, do you like them? Like that was like the thing. Did you guys say that when you were kids? Do you like them?
Yeah. No. We totally did that. But I mean, I don't think that that question would have come up, because I was pretty honest with my friends. But yeah, like, why doesn't she lie? Like, pick a name, any name in the entire school.
Or she could just say, I don't like anybody.
But no, because the reason is because Pacey's an asshole, because he was being an asshole this entire episode. But like still, even though he was being an asshole the entire episode, I still enjoyed him. A little bit, because it was like he was having such a great time. He was like laughing at the duck movies. Like he was just like, you know,
because he's in them. That joke was so funny. The Mighty Ducks. He references the Mighty Ducks, and he's in the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, he's in Mighty.
That's why they wrote that joke in there, because he's in the Mighty Ducks.
Gosh, well, that went over my head. I just thought he was having a great time with duck movies.
We'll eventually have to cover one of the Mighty Duck movies just because he is in it.
We talk about it a lot too, Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Okay, so then he was like, okay, then dare. And then he dared her to kiss Dawson for 15 seconds. We went up a whopping 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And yeah, this was a very intimate kiss. Like,
and you know the show wants you to feel a particular way because of the music that they play when they kiss. And like when Joey and Dawson kiss, it is just like fireworks and like sparkles and like, you know what I mean?
I'm sure if I was watching this when I was like 15 or 12, I would feel that way. But all I was thinking was like, my poor Joey, like, girl, like, literally needs a lobotomy. Like, she needs to get over this loser. Like, please save her from this. Like, please.
Yeah. And I love Abby too. She's just like, I'll keep the time. And then she counts too.
Yeah.
Because like, I think Jen is the one who's like, okay, like that's enough. Like that's time. Because they would have like kept going.
Exactly. And Abby's like, so are we having fun yet?
Oh, what a little bitch. I love her so much.
Yeah, she's really, and then, really nasty.
She is. And then this is when Joey asks Jen truth or dare. Jen chooses truth. And this is, okay, tell me, I want to know your thoughts on this part, because she asks Jen, out of all the guys at Cape Side, is Dawson the guy you're most attracted to? And Jen like definitely hesitates before she answers. And she goes, that's so stupid. Like, I like Dawson. And she's like, I didn't ask you if he likes Dawson. I ask if you lust for Dawson. And so finally, like, Jen breaks down after, like, again, much hemming and hawing, and says, I lust for Dawson. I'm hot for Dawson.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if you spent less time focusing on Dawson and mine's relationship, you'd have a boyfriend of your own.
Okay. I love Jen when she's being saucy. Okay. What do you want to know? I mean,
I want to know what your thoughts are on Jen's feelings for Dawson. And is there anything here that we should be concerned about?
Mm, okay. Obviously, Dawson is a safe choice for Jen. I think that, like, I definitely think Dawson is more into Jen that Jen is into Dawson. But it's like, okay, so many thoughts. Number one, of course Dawson isn't the number one person she wants to fuck in Dawson's Creek. Like, Dawson is so lame. She wants to get with that football player, but Dawson was all up her ass about it. So, no, of course she doesn't want to fuck Dawson, number one. Like, but it's what she has right now. Number two, why can't she lie? I don't understand. Just lie. It's not that hard.
They're all bad liars. They're all bad liars. Why? That's the problem. Why is it that hard? Because it's a teenage show. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous. I agree with you, though. Like, I think that the fact that she hesitates there is a big concern.
Very telling.
Very big concern. Like, you can I love the word that you used, safe. I feel like that is the perfect word, because Dawson is not someone that's going to get her into drugs and alcohol and take advantage of her. And again, like, considering her past and the fact that she has been, you know, like, fed too many drinks and then taken advantage of, I think Dawson makes sense as a partner for her, because she knows that he'd never do that to her, right? Does that mean that she's attracted to him? Not necessarily, but he's a safe choice for her right now.
I'm telling you, like, James Vanderbeek is not a bad looking guy, but Dawson Leary is just like a sad fuck, to be honest with you. Like, it's not the fat, it's not the looks that's the issue, it's the confidence that's the issue.
He's like a sad sack. He's just a sad sack mopey guy. Like, he's like Mr. Like, why don't you love me? You know, why won't you have sex with
I'm telling you, this show hates their main character.
Can I say, okay, and I don't remember the answer to this, so, like, I'm not, like, spoiling anything for you.
So you say, yeah.
Dawson definitely cries after he has sex.
He does. Jessica, I literally was drinking a liquid when you said that. You can't do that when I'm drinking a liquid. Oh, my God. No, no, he cries. He's going to cry after sex. He totally would.
He does. He's like the guy,
Jesse,
you know what he is?
Just Sarah, tell me. Sarah. What?
He is the guy who's like, oh, we made love.
No, don't say. Okay, don't ever say made love. I hate that cliche. They just say they just said made love on my life, my called life. My so-called life. Yeah. My so-called life. And I was like, that's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I've never said that. I've never said made
love. I'm so happy we're on the same page, because I feel like you as a water sign might be like the type to say make love.
No, I hate it. No, have sex or fuck. That's it.
Thank you. Yeah. Like, get it in. Say anything else beyond that. Did the deed. Literally say anything else beyond that.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
gosh.
He is that guy. No, I love how we discovered this. Love. We totally called him out on this.
If he cries after sex, I'm going to... That's going to send me over the edge. I can't. We might as well just skip to that episode. I can't.
This is so true. But yeah, so... Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Now. Moving on from that.
Hold on. Let's
go. Go ahead.
Hold on. Love this sweet burn. And it's true. Like, maybe if Joey did stop dwelling over the relationship, she would have a boyfriend of her own. I mean, she could have had hot, like, boat guy, but whatever.
That's true. But here's the thing. Like, we love Jen. And I would be so infuriated if, like, I'm dating a guy and his best friend just keeps inserting herself into my relationship and, like, obviously trying to tear us apart, and that Dawson has, like, not addressed this or not even attempted to, like, do anything.
And this is where I go back to, I don't want co-ed relationships, friendships. It just does not work. And I don't want I don't want my significant other to have a best friend that's a girl. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I don't like it when it happens with my friends. I don't like it when it happens in media. I wouldn't want that myself. I don't like it.
I think it's – maybe I'd feel differently if Will had, like, a girl that he was really close to.
If my SO had a girl best friend, I would literally
die. Is it different if the girl best friend is in a relationship as well, or no? You feel the same way?
No, don't like it. If you're texting a girl best friend, I don't like it. I'm sorry. Like, maybe now this is where, like, oh no, like my water sign comes in. I think it's really my Aries moon, but whatever. Like,
yeah,
it heats me. I don't like it. And I don't like it when my friends have, like, it always, it's just like, you can't be, whatever. I got in trouble for this last time I brought this up, that co-ed best friends. It doesn't work, in my opinion.
I mean, I think it's fine. I think that's just like a difference of opinion that we both have. But like in this specific situation, I think with teenagers, it's trickier. But I think because there's just so many hormones involved when you're a teenager, and like you're bound to have feelings for somebody that like you might not otherwise have had feelings for, just because like you're a teenager and it's normal that that happens.
I don't know. We'll have to talk about this more one day. But like you can't tell me like you would be cool if Will had a girl best friend that he like texted with and hung out with all the time. Like I just like it's just like not my vibe. Mm.
I think the thing is as long as like I had met her before and like felt comfortable with it, I don't think I would care. But it's so hard to say that without having gone through something like that, right? Like Will doesn't have friends that are women, generally speaking.
Yeah, Drew doesn't most of have his friends, friends are guys. Yeah.
At all.
Pretty much. So, I mean, there's a lot of tension in this library. So, you know what time it is?
Time to go do some, what is it, guess that butt?
Or guess my butt. Yeah, we got to go play.
Have you ever done this?
Guess
my butt. Have you ever copied
butt?
Something, a body part?
Non-public. So...
In the privacy of your own home, you have like copied body parts.
I mean, definitely my hand when we had.
Oh, yeah, I've copied my hand too.
But I've never played guess my butt. That's for sure. I would like to play guess my butt. It seems like a
I think
good
it
time.
Would be fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna play.
Do you think that Jen is trying to get like a rise out of Dawson when she says like, "Oh, I can totally tell that this is Pacey's butt." First of all, how, Jen? How can you tell?
I'm trying to think. I think that Pacey probably has a perkier, rounder butt, and Dawson has like a longer, oblong butt.
It's harder to tell in the baggy 90s pants.
That's very true. I'm just visualizing on my own.
Okay. I could see that. I think that, like, from what we understand of Pacey, if he's really that athletic with, like, basketball, which is the first time we're ever seeing this, by the way.
As if. He's as athletic as Corey Matthews.
Also true. I love how everybody's just, like, a fake sports player or, like, a fake sports fan in all these shows. It's just like, since when are you into basketball?
I know. And then Pacey had that giant Patriots thing in his locker. Like, hey, like, don't mind me. I'm just the biggest Patriots fan that you've ever seen.
Yeah. By the way, huge football fan.
Huge football fan.
And, like, obviously Dawson is super jealous. And, like, Pacey says that Dawson's being jealous and acting like a puke, which I feel like I definitely need to start using more often.
Yeah, I think so. You puke. And then Pacey brings up the Oompa Loompa thing again,
which I hate. And I think like the minute that you get into like name calling, it's just like it's too much.
But I would rather you call me an Oompa Loompa than you tell me that I'm not good at anything, I'm a total failure and a laughing stock of the school.
That's true. No, all of the insults they were hurling were really mean and hurtful. Yeah. And then, of course, it devolves into, like, a fucking dick measuring contest of playing basketball.
Yeah. Always. Let's rematch for basketball. I'll show you. Let's do it.
So and there's stupid. Always the like one guy's girlfriend who's like, but you don't need to do this. You don't need to. Always, every time. And that's Jen in this situation.
I know. But then he doesn't even appreciate Jen because then he like quips and is like, I don't get it, why I have to be the guy with the girlfriend that doesn't have a sex life and Pacey has a great sex life. It's like, okay.
It's like, not anymore. Tamara's out skis and like, calm down. She doesn't want to have sex with you yet. Like, you weren't even in sex like a week ago.
Oh, gosh. So this was like a mess. And there was like this basketball segment dragged on. Like, it was.
But did you love the situation between like Abby, Jen, and Joey? Because here's the thing, though. I do think we had something that was very out of character for Abby. Again, we only know her for one episode so far, but she is all about spilling tea, all about the drama. Yeah. She's that bitch who's that gif with the popcorn where you just like sit back and you just eat the popcorn.
Yeah.
And I'm so confused because Abby calls out Joey before all of that, Jen tells Joey, like, oh, she wins. Like, you're never going to like me. I've tried so hard to like you. I don't know what I did to you, why you hate me. And Abby is like, oh, well, you can't ever be friends because Joey's in love with Dawson.
Yeah.
And, like, why does Jen look shocked by this news?
No, I mean, I think that Jen knows. Like, there's no way she doesn't know. But, like, maybe she's surprised it's so obvious for everybody else in the universe besides her.
I wonder if she's just shocked that Abby said it, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's a great point. Like, they're not going to be friends as long as they're fighting over the same guy. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so, Jen, like, is so nice, I guess. And she tries to console Joey. And Joey's like, I don't want to talk about it. And is like, mm-hmm. I just wish that you were, like, a wench. It would just be so much easier to hate you. But because you're so nice, you just make it difficult.
I totally get that, though. Yeah. Like, don't you totally? It's like, sometimes you want to not like somebody and they make it difficult for you to not like them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then...
Oh, but this is... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just going to say, this is the part where I think Abby acts out of character because she walks away. I'm like, I feel like Abby would say and want to witness this. Yeah,
I think so too. And then what also is out of character is when, like, Abby panicked and was like, we got to get back to the library. Do you think that, like, bad bitch Abby does not give a shit about getting back to the library? Yeah. Like,
well, turns out that Abby isn't as bad as she lets on because she's in detention for excessive tardies. So it's not like she ever did anything that bad.
Yeah, and we got a clue into that in the beginning of the episode where we see Abby, like, the bell rings and Abby, like, runs and, like, drops all of her pencils.
Yes, she's late to class.
She's late, late. So, I know, that was kind of a letdown. I really wish that she got to do E in the boys' locker room.
Yeah, and have an orgy.
But then, like, I got, like, obviously that's such a bad lie because, like, she wouldn't be the only one in detention for the orgy. Orgies involve more than one person.
That's fair. Maybe she was, like, she brought the E, so she's the one who got,
But I think if you actually bring E to school, then you're suspended. You don't get Saturday detention.
That's true. You wouldn't get detention. Yeah. But my favorite is that, like, they obviously they get caught by the teacher, by the librarian, and she makes them, she pulls out a card catalog. Do you remember card catalogs?
I do.
And she dumps it over and, like, kicks them around just to make it worse. And it's like, you have to alphabetize all of these. Like, I remember going to the library and loving card catalogs.
You would. That's not a surprise. I like them too. I mean, like, I liked opening up a library book with, like, the little, like, pocket and put your name in the pocket. That was very satisfying.
They don't,
like,
do that anymore, I don't think.
No. I mean, gone are the days where some, you know, it just feels good, you know? It just feels good. Abby refuses to help organize the library cards because she doesn't understand the Dewey Decimal System. But
she's not into it.
No. So they all have to do it. And then Pacey calls out Abby.
Abby.
You're nothing but a white bread country club goody two shoes with a bad case of potty mouth. Okay.
I mean, Pacey.
Yeah. It's true.
And then, like, this is Dawson pisses me off here.
He pisses me off
when he's just like, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if you steal Jen because you'd do anything for sex. And it's like, Dawson, you do understand that Jen would have to then go with PC. Like, it's not, he it's doesn't not, own her.
Yeah, it's a two person, you know, two person thing. They're fighting about trust. And then he's like, you called me an Oompa Loompa again. It's like those two words incorporates every insecurity that I've ever had. It's like, for not being a varsity athlete, for not being sexually experienced. He's like, you know, I'm just a virgin, not a sex stud.
Oh, my God. So ridiculous. Here's the thing. Like, he acts like it's such a big deal to be a virgin. But, like, Joey is a virgin too. Obviously Jen isn't, but I think that's where his insecurity is stemming from.
Yeah.
And then we find out why Pacey is in detention.
Okay. This is once again, this is what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story.
basically, after the whole basketball in the face incident, the cheerleaders were like really helping him, and he got like rather excited.
Uh-huh.
And he went into the boys' locker room to walk his dog, and he was caught by like the coach. I don't know, principal or coach or whatever, yeah, who was checking in on him on his nose. And so he got detention for jerking off. Is this deserved? Justified?
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to say this is not justified for Saturday detention. I would say,
I don't really know how you'd handle this as a teacher.
I would say maybe after like a one session of afternoon detention. I mean,
okay.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm sure there are hundreds of boys jerking off in the school stalls,
yes,
every day. I
like,
mean,
would you rather he walk around with a boner? Like, I don't know. He's not like jerking off onto somebody or like onto school property. He's like jerking off in the bathroom.
I gotta tell you, there was a picture day in high school, and one boy had a boner, and for the entire like it was like a
thing.
How
could you tell he had a boner? Like, was it a big group shot?
Yeah, it was a group shot, and you were able to see. And that kid was made fun of for, like, the rest of the school year.
Yeah, he was probably called Boner.
I don't remember what he was called. But you know what? They're 15. Let them handle it. So, no, I don't think he should have gone to detention. That's true.
Physical violence is worse. Yes. Physical violence is worse.
You know what
worse.
I do yeah. think? I wow. think there should have been some fucking repercussions for making up a lie about sleeping with your teacher. And I think it would have made more sense if Pacey had to go to Saturday detention for like four Saturdays in a row for making up a lie. That would have made more sense. And it would have went in, like, it would have made the storyline like work out. Like, it would have made sense. Like, why?
Yeah,
he was
because
in
you're
detention.
Right. They don't even talk about Tamara like at all. So no. It is weird how like suddenly he's like immediately over it and all, because he was like, says he was in love with her. And then suddenly mm-hmm. the next episode, he's just like fawning over these cheerleaders.
I know. That would have made more sense. It would have been like more consistent. And mm-hmm. then like, that's what I assumed when I saw Pacey in detention at first. I was like, oh, like maybe he actually got punished for making up a lie. They refer to, I mean, like Abby referred to the lie in the episode. Like, that's the only mention that we have really of like what happened. It was just very peculiar. Like, I don't understand why they had to make this other storyline about him, like, you know, taking care of business in the privacy of a stall, or I don't know, maybe he was out in the open. I don't know. But like, wouldn't that have made more sense if they're like, you know what? Like, I'm in detention for X amount of weekends because of this lie.
Yeah, it was just weird how it was suddenly just, like, dropped, not even discussed at all.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Pacey's there. And we get back to, like, Dawson being insecure. He says Jen doesn't even want him. Oh, and this is when Jen, of course, has
Saved
to reassure
me.
Him again. And she's like, oh, of course, I like you so much. Everyone hates me because I'm from New York. You're a godsend.
Yeah, this is a whole monologue. You want me to have my dramatic reading?
Please do. And I will just say that while you're reading, I'm going to be Abby, who's like rolling her eyes in the background of the scene. And I was like living for it.
Yeah. Okay. So Jen has a monologue. You're my godsend, Dawson. I don't even believe in God. I mean, this school hasn't exactly welcomed me with open arms. It seems like everyone here hates me, and I don't even know why. If it's because I'm from New York or if it's because I'm different, it seems like my life here is just one big detention that I can't escape. But then I think of you, and I think how I've met a guy who's so romantic and so caring and who I like and who I want so much. Dawson, it's because of you that I have to get through the bad days. And if I think I want you to be some big varsity sex stud, then you're crazy. And scene.
So ridiculous.
So ridiculous. Like, come on, dude. Like, Jen, be free, little bird. Fly away. Like, please.
Well, it's so ridiculous because this happens. And then Dawson is like, you know, he understands whatever. He apologizes to Pacey.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, Joey is like, well, I'm going to be a virgin forever. And then Dawson is like, oh, well, you just have to find the right person. And she's like, I have. And I'm like, Joey, now is not the time. Like, you are with.
Joey, it's like, not your time.
It's
Joey,
not your time. It's not your sweetie, time. Sweetie, it is not your time.
I was watching a group of five people. I was watching Joey throughout that whole, like, Jen monologue and, like, this whole thing. And I was watching her. She looks so sad and depressed. Like, she, this is not, like, something that she needs to watch. But, yes, like, Joey, like, you know, you can just let this go for now and bring this up at a later time.
You're alone with him in his bedroom, like, every single episode. Like, bring it up to him then. Mm-hmm. But instead, she's like, I have all these feelings and I don't know what to do about it. And you've known me your entire life. And, oh, my God, it was so cringe. It was so awkward.
I can't
talk
about it because if I say it out loud and I can't take it back, it won't be unsaid.
Oh. Like, did you think – so this – we're on episode 7 of season 1. Did you think Joey was going to admit her feelings for Dawson this early in the season?
No, she okay, technically she did not admit her feelings.
Oh, please. She did.
No, Joey's never going to admit her feelings. Joey is a damaged girl. She's going to, like, live with it until she dies.
She's a damaged girl.
A damaged girl. But this is, like, the bullshit that Dawson says that makes him so fucking dumb. He goes, maybe if you say these things out loud, then you won't feel them as strongly anymore. You fucking moron! Do you think this is gonna work? You fucking idiot! Do you know anything? Do you know
anything?
He knows
nothing about women, Sarah. He doesn't understand women.
If you say it out loud, then maybe you won't feel them as strongly anymore. Are you a psychopath? This is literally not like...
This is like, oh, if you say your wish, it won't come true when you blow out your birthday candles. Like, this is Dawson's fucking philosophy.
Dawson,
this is how he lives his life.
You are so dumb. It's, if she says it out loud in front of all these people, and you're just going to be like, sorry you feel that way, it's gonna be humiliating.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Like, I think you need to say, like, Joey, like, let's go talk privately or something. Like,
yeah.
Seriously, Dawson, like, in front of everybody, she's already embarrassed enough as it is. And then you just make it 20 times worse by being a fucking idiot.
I know.
Like, Dawson is forever the worst.
Yeah. And then, yeah. And Joey's like, no, it'll change everything. And then detention is over and they can go home.
That's the episode. That's the episode.
Yeah. But yeah, I just can't get over, like, I just can't get over how Joey's like, yeah, this is, like, a good time for me, like, to, like, break this out right now. Like, you know, like, we just had, like, this nice moment between, like, nice, quote unquote, between Jen and Dawson, an apology to Pacey. And then there's this, like, crazy bitch Abby here that's, like, totally going to tell the entire school what happened that day. And Joey's like, yeah, this seems like a good time for me to, like, pipe in right now. Insanity.
So ridiculous. And then the episode is over and that's it. So I mean, let's start here because what do you think is going to happen next episode? It's called Boyfriend. That's the title. Season 1, Episode 8, Boyfriend. So where do you think this goes from here? Because now we have Joey spilling her feelings essentially to Dawson. He knows at least. Mm-hmm. There's then, like, Jen and Dawson are, like, seemingly fine. Like, they've resolved things, but we still think there's, like, trouble in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think things are going?
I think that Dawson is ready to put a label on this bitch. He's like, am I your boyfriend or am I not your boyfriend? Because if I'm not your boyfriend, then I need to know right now. And shouldn't you call me? Aren't you my girlfriend? Do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, I don't know, it's probably going to have something to do with, like, putting a label on this bee. And it's going to be disgusting. Yeah.
That's fair.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't really remember. Like, yeah. I know I've seen the show, but, like, I don't remember every single episode. Like, I expect we'll get more of the relationship drama.
Yeah.
I'm assuming we're going to get, like, a Mitch Gale update because it's
been
a minute.
Oh, yeah. It's been, like, a couple of episodes. Maybe, maybe Joey is going to just pull an Ariana and be like, break up with your boyfriend because I'm bored. And just be like,
could be.
Yeah. So I feel like that could be it.
Yeah. I'm excited about the next one, though. Do you want to, before we do feedback, do you want to go over your sassy saying for the week?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Abby Morgan is queen of sassy sayings. Yes. So, wait, why have we not called it sassy saying since the beginning? That's
like, I'm pretty sure I did last week.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty sure I called it the sassy saying of the week.
Okay, so Abby has lots to say, but this one in particular I was tickled by because she goes to Jen, "Okay, Miss Big Apple, if you want to hang out with these backwater black sheep, don't let me stop you." And I think that encapsulates my feeling on Jen and like her friends, that these people are black sheep losers.
I also, of course, had an Abby quote, and it was, I loved it, because this is, I'm pretty sure this is when Pacey says, like, "I don't even have a girlfriend anymore," and Abby says, "Oh, you have your hand."
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good.
And I was living for it, because this is right after he admitted, like, to masturbating.
Yeah, that was good. Good job, Abby. Props loved for it. You. I barely loved even it. Miss Nellie anymore. That's
how good Abby is. In my life. Yes. I said that's how good Abby is.
Yeah, Abby's great. I hope I get to see Abby again.
Yes.
I truly.
I won't spoil you.
Yeah. Okay, so fashion hour, or would you like to hear some feedback from
some feedback.
Our friend? Okay.
Oh, and by the way, is this, okay, if this is from who I think it's from.
Yeah.
I've been mispronouncing his name.
Oh.
So, it's Stefan instead of Stefan.
Oh, excuse me, Stefan.
Stefan.
Okay. Thank you, Stefan.
And also, Stefan, if that is incorrect, please correct me. I'm fairly certain that's correct.
Did he say anything about if our accents sound the same to him? No. He didn't. No. I guess
in
not.
His feedback? I don't know. No. What is his feedback?
Oh. I thought you guys had private chats. Okay.
Oh, well, no. He just told me because of community building. Oh, okay. That's why I found out that it was Stefan.
Stefan. Stefan.
Stefan. But you have to, it's not Stefan, it's Stefan.
Stefan.
Yes.
Hey, ladies. Okay, Jess, this is for you. And he rated all of the episodes. So let's play a game and let's see if you agree.
Okay.
Pilot, he gave it a 3 out of 5.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
Dance, a 2 out of 5.
I thought dance was fun. I'd probably give it a little higher rating.
Kiss, he said 4 out of 5. Excuse me, Stefan. It's a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, that's a good one. I liked that one.
Yeah. Discovery, 3 out of 5.
That one's okay. I think that's probably right. I think that's a fair assessment.
Hurricane, 4 out of 5.
That one did have a lot of drama.
Baby.
We liked that one.
Baby, 4 out of 5.
No, I would put that lower.
I agree. And then Detention, 3 out of 5. He says it's too soapy and cliche. I disagree. I think
it's extremely cliche, but it's still fun.
I liked this not quite as much as Kiss, but Kiss would be my number one. And then Detention, I feel like, is my number two of the series so far.
Okay. I could see that. I like Detention. I think it's like it's exactly what we expect a WB, you know, teenage drama to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You expect love triangles and truth or dare.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so he writes, "Why are Joey and Dawson even friends? Like, do they even like each other as people?" I don't know. I really don't. I truly don't know if they like each other as people. I think they're friends because they've been friends for a really long time. Like sometimes that happens.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens in life. Sometimes you make friends in elementary school and you keep being friends with them into high school. And then next thing you know, you're 31 years old and you're like, do I even want this person at my birthday brunch? Not really. Not really.
I think, too, that it's, like, one of those things where they have shared trauma, right? Like,
yes.
He helped her through her mom's death. And so, like, he knows everything about her. He's been there through it all. She doesn't have to explain everything to him. So it makes it easy.
Yeah. But he said, "I'm starting to think Pacey and Tammy, with all capitals, Tammy had more in common. Though, to be fair, I've been friends with a girl who I've hated and liked at the same time. Spoiler alert, it didn't go well." That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Stefan, exactly. I don't think that was a healthy relationship for you. If we could give you advice.
Doesn't
sound like she was the right one for you.
I'm saying that is not a surprise to me, because maybe girls and boys can't be BFFs sometimes. Mm-hmm. Dawson gets zero meow meow beats. I agree.
Yes, Dawson forever gets zero meow meow beans. We gave him a tiny, tiny bit of credit last episode, and then he immediately put us on the wrong side again with him. Like, seriously, he's on our show.
How did we give Dawson credit for videotaping? I'm sorry.
Wasn't it in Hurricane that we gave him credit?
Maybe the advice that he gave Joey to go be with Bessie, that maybe earned one match.
That's what it was. Yes. There are certain blips on the radar where we are happy with Dawson, but I would say generally speaking, he's trash.
Uh-huh. Pacey referencing the Mighty Ducks is the best thing the show has ever done, and I doubt it'll ever be passed. I missed it, but it's because
I'm onto it.
I'm a dummy. Dummy. He's never played Truth or Dare. Is this some Hollywood bullcrap or is this real? It's real.
This happens all the time. Yeah. Never have I ever in Truth or Dare.
Maybe more so in women, but I think probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They should have called this episode Hurricane Abby.
That's so true. Yeah. That's so true. She really is like a spitfire.
Yeah. The power move by Mrs. Tringle to dump the cards out was badass, which we didn't talk about. Like, she fully.
Well, no, I said she dumped them and she kicked them all around.
Oh, yeah. And then she dropped the box on top of it.
Epic. We loved that.
Very epic. A couple more thoughts. Dawson does have nice hair, but why is everybody fighting over him? Am I missing something as a straight man that everyone else is seeing? Not meant to be James Vanderbeek shade, just Dawson shade. That's kind of like what we were talking about either.
You said that exact same thing. You're just like, Dawson sucks. Like, James Vanderbeek is like
fine,
good looking, but Dawson is not. And I completely agree with that statement.
But the thing is that it's just like his little whiny personality that
grates on our nerves.
And that's about it from Stefan. I'm sorry.
It's fine, we'll get used to it. The more I say it correctly, I think you'll be able to catch on to it. Stefan.
That's it from Stefan. Did I do it? No.
Nope.
Shit. I'm really trying, and that's like
the you are trying. I'm gonna leave this in because it's proof that you're trying.
Cheers. I don't want to wait ... for the next episode. Love that for you. That was
so great. Sweet.
That was a nice wrap up. Why didn't we? Mm-hmm. I mean, that should have been our like sign off, but you know, a little too late.
I don't want to wait for the next episode. We can add it at the end.
Stefan. Fuck.
Nope.
One more time. What is it?
Stefan. It's like you're saying Stephanie, but instead say Stefan.
Stefan.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Ask Stefan. This is just like can't say loneliness a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you could not say loneliness.
Loneliness. Now I can do it. Next week I'll be able to say Stefan.
There you go. See, you just did it.
So ask Stefan if we can use that because I want it.
What, the feedback?
No, like, I don't want to wait till the next episode. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh. Yes. I'm sure he'll be fine with it.
Yeah. Fashion hour, because God save me. Like, I need something. I think
Go with the fashion hour. I forgot all about fashion hour.
God, okay. Our biggest segment yet. And you're like, bye.
Listen, I was confused. I was like into the feedback and all of that and the Stefan of it all.
Yeah. Thank you, Stefan.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's go through it. So, fashion hour.
So for the Rachel Green Award for Most 90s Outfit, we have our three nominations this week. The first being Joey's detention outfit. Now, this is a interesting outfit. She is wearing a Argyle sweater with Argyle just across the chest, and she has like a V with like you know, like the varsity stripes in the V. Her hair is in a low pony. She's wearing some black pants, some Converse sneaks. This outfit is just like, I don't know. It's like a little bit like schoolgirl, like school preppy, like baggy pants. The Converse is obviously it. It's just like, it's a choice. It's like her tomboyish style.
Yeah. I like the pants and the shoes, but I don't care for the sweater at yeah. all.
I think this is another one of those things that she took from like Dawson's. Like, this looks like a shirt that Dawson would have had when he was like 10 years old. And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to get Dawson's like hand-me-downs.
I think it looks like it like shrunk in the wash kind of, because it's like very, it's not like a crop top, but it almost looks like it's not supposed to be that short.
I know. That's why I'm saying it. It was like a shirt yeah. that he had when he was 10. And she's like, you know yeah. what? I need some clothes.
It's not my favorite Joey look.
Yeah. Next up, we have Ms. Tringle, who is the librarian. Her like maxi dress, but it's like floral. It has like some shoulder pads.
It has all the shoulder pads.
All the shoulder pads. A very square shoulder. It's a floral. Is it a wrap dress? I think it's one.
It looks like it's a faux wrap.
Faux wrap, because it's pinned to the side a little bit. She has like some big like 90s glasses with like the glasses string.
The cord that, like, around it.
I love it. Her hair is like a tiny bit poofy. It's like wrapped up to the back. It's just like a typical, I don't know. This looks like, it looks like a woman that was in the 90s. Like, that's what this is. This is very 90s.
It ages her like 30 years older than she actually is. And she has the teeniest tiny watch on her wrist ever.
Yeah.
I think it's hideous, but I'm living for it at the same time.
Yeah, I know. Why do they have such big glasses and such small watches? It really is quite.
And big shoulder pads. Everybody's a linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. The linebacker. But, I mean, yeah, like, this teacher looks like she's, like, maybe 30, and she's dressed up like a 50-year-old. It's, like,
exactly.
Very puzzling. My third nomination is Pacey's basketball outfit when he's challenging Dawson for a rematch. Now, he's not wearing a shirt, which is, like, fine. But I want to just focus on these, like, very long baggy shorts with the underwear showing. Now, this is a very 90s, 2000s thing where the boys always had their underwear showing. Like, their pants were always low and their mm-hmm. underwear was always high. Like, why did boys do this?
This was definitely a thing. Like, even when girls were wearing, like, low-rise jeans, boys always had, like, the top of their boxers or the top of yes. their, like... Here's the thing. I don't hate it. I really don't.
I don't hate it. And his shoes are, like, once again, like, skater shoes.
Yeah. Very 90s. Yeah, I like this. I mean, it's, like, they're, like, white shorts, too, which, like, mm-hmm. that's a choice. But no, I think it looks good on him. I mean, for as much, he's not wearing a shirt, so we can't really critique a whole outfit, but the half outfit that is here is good.
Yeah. And his back is glistening from the sweat. Like, how are you sweating from playing a match of basketball against Dawson Leary? Like, come on. Yeah. Like, nobody's going to sweat from that.
Fair. Completely fair.
So, what do you think?
I think to me, the winner is obvious. Like, we are looking for the most 90s outfit, and there is no 90s outfit that is more 90s, mm-hmm. that made sense, than Mrs. Tringle. She yeah. gets it, girl. Those shoulder pads yeah. will cut me if I don't give her this award. So.
Yeah, it's a look. It's a look. Next up, we have the Paul Rudd Certificate of Timelessness Award, and this is the most timeless outfit. And my first nomination is Miss Abby, and she is wearing a saucy little number. Well, first off, she comes in to detention wearing a Burberry light jacket, not far off from like a Clueless plaid, but underneath she is like sizzling in this red shirt slash like sweater. Her black bands, whatever, whatever. But she is like, has like a nice earring. She has this lipstick that she keeps reapplying, which is definitely like, who is wearing Fuck Me Red? Was that? It's like better than Joey's Fuck Me Red.
Yeah.
She is like, she has this like really nice, like make smoky eye makeup. Like she is like, you know, she's wearing red. She's like a little fire demon. Like she's ready to fuck some shit up.
Yeah, I agree. I really actually like this outfit. I think that it is pretty timeless. Like she does look like a classic beauty here for as much as she is like a fire demon.
Mm-hmm.
I really love this outfit. I love the lip color. I like her earrings too. And yeah. I like her makeup look. I mean, I also love the outfit, but I especially love that jacket.
Yeah.
I love it. And she's just wearing like a normal, like a pocketbook, like a crossover, crossbody purse. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I thought she looked really good. So next up, I have Dawson in his detention outfit. And this is like he's wearing like a gray Heather shirt, T-shirt with like a little pocket, which I really liked. His classic like plaid, like overshirt, casual overshirt, some khaki pants. He's wearing a necklace, but it's not a shark tooth. This is like a bead of some sort. So let's bring it to the 21st century. His hair is like pretty put together. He got like a little bit of gel today. But I just thought like, you know, he looks like good for Dawson, I guess.
Yeah. No, this is a fine outfit. I definitely would prefer a jean to a khaki, but I feel like he does rock khakis fairly often.
These boys need to step away from the khakis.
I know. It's too much. But I do think that, like, honestly, you take it from, like, hips up and like this is definitely something that's worn today minus the necklace, but but the eyebrows are also looking very good. Something I noticed about Dawson is he has very good eyebrows.
I want to reiterate, not a bad looking guy. I just like really just hate his voice.
It's fair. It's fair for him to say.
No, it's not that bad. Okay. So next up. Now I was not able to get a full look at this outfit, but Jen was looking like a sorority girl on the go today. So she always wears cardigans. She has like literally her closet is just filled and with every single color cardigan. She probably puts it in color order. So she's wearing like this sage green cardigan, this like dress. I'm pretty sure it's a dress. And it's like this really like it's a cute pattern actually. And it's like not like it's kind of modern, I would guess. It's like a black and white checker with like green like bloops all over it, like little dots. But it because the background, the black and white like checkerboard or box is so like modern, it like looks appropriate, or like timeless, I guess. Her hair looks great as always. It's just down like with a little flippy at the end. She's wearing her black leather backpack, but I thought Jen looked cute. Her other outfit when in detention, not so cute. Another cardigan look. Jen, I want her to go shopping.
Yeah. This outfit is not really for me, and I think it's the color green, to be honest. It's just not my thing. But it's like a cute, if you were to change the colors, maybe I'd like it more. It's fine. I want her to change up her hairstyle as well a bit. Like her and Joey both, like, not that they need to, but they always do the same thing. And I'd like to see a little bit, like throw a braid in occasionally, throw a clip in, you know?
I know. They need some, I don't know. I think that the wardrobe department in the first season needs to step up a little bit. So we'll see.
Yeah. But I think to me, the winner is very obvious.
Like, oh, yeah.
Abby's outfit is to die for. I definitely I could see myself wearing this outfit. Yeah. So for that reason, Abby Morgan gets her first boy. Oh, my God. Abby Morgan gets her first point on the Paul Rudd certificate of I almost said certificate of insurance. Oh my goodness, it has been a Monday.
Yeah, go back to work.
Certificate of timelessness. Yeah. Seriously, I'm not going back to work today. Yeah, certificate of timelessness. Good job, Abby. Proud of you for being a little sassy bitch and getting
red's,
your point.
Red's her color. So
red is her color.
Yeah.
She's a fire demon.
Yeah, love her.
Yes. So congratulations to Abby Morgan and Mrs. Tringle. That's what her name is, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Pringle, even though I know that's not what it is.
I know. Oh, my goodness. So I mean, this was a really fun episode. I really hope we get to see Abby some more. If this is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would happily trade in Abby for Nelly, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like Abby too. I think hopefully if we see more of her, you know, it'll be a fun time again, more drama always. But this podcast will be released next Monday. So we have like so much fun stuff coming out. I think it should be out by the time this podcast dropped. Sarah and I guested on Boy Meets World Fever. Cameron and Chance were like so welcoming, gracious to us. And we talked about My Date with the President's Daughter. That was so much fun. So give that a listen on their channel if it's out. Again, it's Boy Meets World Fever. Mm-hmm. And then Sarah, what do we have coming up if it's not already out?
Oh, okay. So we are collaborating with MJC and Pilot Season, and we are doing like a crossover event, and Game Who. Michael's coming onto our podcast for Rom-Com February, and we are covering You've Got Mail, which I cannot wait to discuss with you, Jessica, because I think it's going to just be a ride. And
that
then,
will be very fun.
And then
that actually will already be out by the time this is out.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
check
yeah.
your feeds.
So
for
check
that.
Check your feed. And then I'm really, really, really excited to go on to Pilot Season and discuss my so-called life. It's literally been my life for the last like week or so. I've been watching it constantly in preparation, and I'm just like really excited to talk about it. Not quite sure when that's coming out, but I'm sure it's coming out. Either if it's not out yet when you're listening to this, it'll be out soon. So yeah. And then if you're following our Boy Meets World content and you haven't listened to our recap yet, give that a listen. That was a fun recap, like it was a different type of episode. Or if you're thinking about, you know, starting to listen to our Boy Meets World content but don't want to watch back the first episode, then just watch or the first season, then just listen to our season one recap, and then you'll hear our thoughts on the first season, and then you can just jump into season two with us. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we talk a lot about kind of our experience with season one in that podcast. Yeah. So if you don't want to listen back to like all the other, we had like 20 something podcasts for that season.
Uh-huh.
Like definitely just give that a listen and start with us on season two, which will be dropping when you guys are listening to this. It will be the Thursday after. We'll be releasing our season two, episode one podcast, which we're looking forward to.
Yeah,
so
I'm really excited.
I'm happy to kick things off. So yeah, give all that a listen. As always, I'm covering Community with Josh Wigler on Community Building over at Post Show Recaps. If you want to give us a listen, let me think. So by the time this comes out, we'll have podcasts with Gabby Piscuzzi from Survivor. So if you're a Survivor fan, give that a listen. Really, really excited to have her on. So that'll be a lot of fun.
That'll be tons of fun.
And then what was the, I gotta do it Stefan's way. It was, I don't want to wait for the next episode, right?
That's
I'm gonna
it.
Use it, and then we'll get permission after.
Yeah. And then okay. One more thing, just follow us at Chit90sPod on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a 5-star review if you will be so kind. That will really help us out. And I don't want to wait until the next episode either. I don't know. It might be a little too clunky. Maybe it's not going to work out.
I like it. Oh, you know what it is?
Huh.
I'll say, I don't want to wait. And then you say until the next episode.
We'll give it
Let's
a try.
Test it.
But
Let's try.
We're definitely going to get a 1-star review for that ending.
Okay. All right. We're going to end it here. So okay. I don't want to wait
for the next episode either.
Oh, that is not like you're happy about it.
Okay. One more time.
Okay. I don't want to wait.
For the next episode. Bye. Was that better?
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.